from KQED.
The minimum wage is going up soon in the city and county of L.A. It's part of a plan to kick hourly pay up to $15 over the next 4 years. Now officials are moving forward with plans for how to enforce higher wages. Here's Los Angeles Bureau Chief Stephen Cuevas.
L.A. County agreed yesterday to turn wage policing over to its Department of Consumer and Business Affairs. And even though the pay hike doesn't take effect till summer, Department Director Brian Steger says inspectors are already out explaining the law and the penalties businesses face if they don't pay it.
And then if there are allegations of wrongdoing, we will be taking a progressive discipline approach to making sure that back wages are paid and people are held accountable.
That includes fines of up to $100 per day per employee and up to $1,000 per employee for retaliation. Unlike the county, the city of L.A. is creating a wage enforcement office from scratch. Mayor Eric Garcetti is proposing to spend about $2 million and hire around 22 staffers to get it up and running. Tia Kuntz of the UCLA Labor Center says it's a pretty good start, but she says given the volume of low-wage workers across the city, some 700,000, the city should do more.
Contract with community-based organizations that can outreach to specific ethnic communities, as well as workers who work in isolation and may not get the word about the increase. So that's one area the city and county really need to pay attention to as they get ready for day one of the increase to the minimum wage.
That's July 1st, when the minimum wage across the region bumps up to $10.50 an hour and up to $15 by the year 2020. For the California Report, I'm Stephen Cuevas in Los Angeles.